Begin the current daf, Masechet Sanhedrin, daf Nun Beis. Begin 13 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the opening Mishnah of the Perek, which continues from the theme of the previous Perek, regarding the Dal Mises, Hamur and Batayr, the four types of death penalties that court administers, which we spoke about previously, the most severe according to the Rabbanim, which is Skila. Now the Mishnah says, Mitzvah HaNisrafim. How is the mitzvah of executing an individual with the death penalty of being burned? So says the Mishnah, Hoy Meshaken Oisei Bezevel Ad Arkavaisam. The one who's being executed, they would stick him into manure up until his knees, and the reason for that was so that he shouldn't move in any directions, so that, because as we'll see, the way they would kill him, actually burn him, was that they would take burning hot lead and throw it into his mouth, and so that he shouldn't move, and that it would fall on his flesh on the outside. So to prevent that, they would stick him in to manure up until his knees. Then they would take a hard kerchief, a hard cloth, and put that into a soft one. So they wrap the soft one around the hard one. Now the reason for that was because they had to choke him to open up his mouth, make him gag. Now the problem is a soft cloth wouldn't choke to make him open up his mouth. Now the problem is, but just to use a harsh one would then be abrasive and would scrape his neck and it would be disgraceful. So therefore they put the hard one in the soft one so that the soft one would protect his neck, his skin on the outside, and the harsh one would make him gag and open up his mouth. So the karech al tzabar, they would wrap that kerchief around his neck. And each one of the witnesses would pull in either direction on that kerchief, which would make him gag and open up his mouth. And they would light the wick, which Gemara will explain is talking about a wick made out of lead. And they would throw that hot lead made out of that wick made out of lead into his mouth. And it would go down into his intestines. And it would burn his intestines, like a term of chamamaru mei, which means like to shrivel it up. Buda, I mean, he says that though they would not choke him with kerchiefs, because afhu it may be yadim, in such a situation, if he would die through the choking, which is actually the way the other death penalty of chenek is, before they would get a chance to throw the hot lead wick inside his mouth, lahoy mekayim by mitzvah sefer, then they would not have fulfilled the mitzvah of having him killed by being burnt. So this term of afhu is just saying that, yeah, if that would happen, that it would choke him, then they would die that way. Well, that wouldn't be the mitzvah of strefa. Other rather, he says a different technique, how to get him to open up his mouth, is peseach es piv b'tzevish l'b'tavos. They would open up his mouth with tongs, they would force it open, not in his own best interest. Umadlik has a basila, and then they would light the wick, bezerko tech piv, they would throw it into his mouth, b'yiridus tech meyev, and it would go down into his intestines, b'chemeris and meyev, and it would shrivel up his intestines, and that's how he would die. Now, Amr b'lazer tzaddik, he says, Maisa b'vas koin achas chazin. So there was an incident with the daughter of a koin who, when she was married, was mezana, which the death penalty is that of srefu. And v'kifu chavilis meiris v'srefu. And he says they didn't do this whole process of putting the hot lead down the throat to burn that way. Rather, they just surrounded her with bundles of branches, and they lit it, and they burnt her in the fire. Amulay, they said to Blazer, but said because that court was not proficient in Jewish law, and that is, they were what's called Sadduqin Sadducees, which they don't learn Torah Shabbat, they only believe and they claim that it's only Torah Shabbat, and so therefore they don't have this Gezer Shav, as we'll explain in the Gemara. So they were just learning the Pasuk literally, which it says to burn, so they would burn, but that's not, says the other opinions in the Mishnah, that's not the halacha of Sreifa. Sreifa is by burning the intestines. Now the Gemara says, my pesila. What is this wick that we're throwing down the throat? Amr Masli says, pesila shalavar. It's a wick made out of lead. Hot lead. Says the Gemara Menala. Now where do we know that when the Torah says that certain individuals, like a bas kain that was mezana, get Sreifa, that it refers to this type of death as we're talking about in our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, because asis Sreifa Sreifa me'adaz karech. Lena regzer shava. From burning from the assembly of Kairach, where it says over here, Merikur Chaf Aleph, which is the source, where it says one of the places in the Torah that says death penalty is by Sreif, it says Be'eshti Sarf, that in fire she should be burnt. Now it says over there, Bamidbu Yedzayin, regarding Adas Kairach, it says Asha Hikribu Hasrufim, that which those Keteris, that those from the Adas Kairach, they got burnt, We learn malahal and sveifus neshama v'guf kaim, just like those assemblies of the of Adas Kairach, that only their soul was burnt, but their body, the exterior, was still around. Shmuel Levin is going to ask, where do we actually know that from? Safkan sreifas neshama v'guf kaim. So here that we have gzeir shava. Here also says sreifa. It means that the body's still around. We don't burn the whole body. It's just that the soul leaves, meaning we burn the inside and we keep the outside. And that's Rav Masna's interpretation. Lazamer, he says, as the sreifas sreifa mnei Aaron. He has a different gzeir shava, where it says by the sons of Aaron Nadav Aviu. It says v'yikur yud yifkres sreifa, that they cry over this, the burning which the sons of Nadav Aviu got burnt. Malahan Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kaim, just to go over there, the sons of Aaron Nadav Aviu died. Their body was still around, but their soul was burned. Afkan Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kaim, here also means that the soul gets burned, meaning the inside, but the outside, the body, is still around. And we don't go ahead and put them in a bonfire and burn them that way. So the Gemara says, Mandi Olaf Me'adas Karech Menale. So the one that the first interpretation, that of Mamasin, that was learning from Adas Karech, Mizereh Shava, that it's Guf Kaim, but Neshav and Nesrefes, where do they know that actually was the case by the assembly of Karach, that that's how they died? It says the Gemara Dechsev, because it says the passage in Mamidbar, it says, Eis machtois hachatoa ma'ele b'nafshaisam. They were commanded to take the pans of the sinners that they brought Keteris, and they all died. They were supposed to take it and do something with it. But the Pasuk says that these of the sinners in their soul, meaning and not in their body, what does that mean that these those who are sinners in their soul, they only sinned and the punishment was in their soul but not in their body, because their body was actually around. It's just that their insides got burnt. But the other man, the Amar, who does not learn from Adas Kairach, says, no, he's sreif amamashi, it's not true. By Adas Kairach, they were literally burnt. And therefore, you can't learn from there this halacha of our Mishnah, that guf kaim and only neshama and nesrefes, which actually the Gemara later is going to ask. Okay, so if Adas Kairach is literally that their bodies were burnt, so then let's learn out this halacha of sreifas bezin from there, and then literally would be that the body would be burnt. So why is that a reason not to learn from there? To the contrary, say that that's what sreifa is, by burning the body. But either way, says the Gemara that the other man, the Amma, that of Rabbi Elazar held, that no, by Das Karach, their bodies were literally burnt. Umay ben Avshayim said, then what does it mean when it says that they sinned in their souls? It doesn't mean because only their souls died, that only the souls were burnt. They sinned regarding their souls. In other words, they became liable to being burnt because of something to do with their soul. As we'll shortly see, it's regarding the flattery of consuming food and drink from the ones who's flattering them, which goes into their soul. That's how food gets integrated into the body, not topical, but inside. That's why they ended up being burned, but their whole body was burned. So if you can't learn from there, this halacha of guf kayim. Because Rish Lakish, like Rish Lakish, Adam Rish Lakish, he said, Maidich said, what does it mean, a pasuk in Tehillim? B'chanfei la'agei mo'og. Because of the flattery of consuming mo'og, which mo'og means something that's eaten, which is that they ate and they drank, Kairach gave to his assembly, and that's how he joined with them, and he gave them food and drink, and because of that, Charek alei sheinemai, he grinds on me his teeth. What does the pasuk mean? Says Rish Lakish, b'shvil chanufa shechnifu l'kairach al iske l'gima, because of the flattery that they flattered Kairach, because Kairach gave them food and drink, Charek alei and sar shagehenem shinim, so the master of Gehenem grinded on them his teeth, meaning to say they were deserving of the punishment because of the food and drink, which is iske nafshaysam, which is what food is. That's why they deserve to be killed. But it wasn't just that their neshama was nesrefes and guf kaim, it was actually that their guf was also nesrefes, and therefore you can't learn from there. Now the Gemara moves on to the next mandamer. Mandi alef mimnei Aaron manali. Rabbi Elazar learns out from the sons of Aaron, Nadav Aviu, where does he know that that's actually what happened, that the sons of Aaron, that their body survived, and it was only their inside that was burnt. So it's tachzir, because it says, the passing of Yikr, it says, v'yimus levnei Hashem, that Nadav Aviu, they died in front of Hashem. What does it mean that they died? Ke'ein misa, like death. When a person dies, a person passes away, the guf is kaim, the neshama is what leaves. And that's how we know that that's how they die too, and therefore we learn that the gzeirah from there, that the sreifa misa bezin is also that the body is still around, but it's the inside, neshama, that's nesrafas. But v'idach, the other man, the Amma, that of Ramasna, he says, no, who's sreifa mamashavi? He disagrees, just like the other man, the Amma, disagrees with him. He says that no, by the sons of Aaron, even their body was burnt. Ma'adach sivei Musa, and what does it mean when it says that he died? Similarly, that like death, that the body is still around. The askel b'hu megavo, because yes, it started from the inside, ke'en misa, like death. But then it burnt and it went to the flesh and to the bones. So, but it ultimately did burn their body. It's just that it started from the inside. It's kind of like when the Brisa, but Yosef ben Tistoy Omer, he says, Shnei chutin shal eish, yotzim beis kodesh ha-kodeshim. When they had sinned, not vaviyu, there were two strings of fire that went out from the holiest of holies. V'nechlu g'arben, and they split into four. V'nichnesu, and they went in, shnayim b'chayt mishal zeh, v'shnayim b'chayt mishal zeh, v'sarvim. And then each one split into two, and these two went into the two nostrils of Nadav, and these two went to the two nostrils of Avihu, and it burnt them. So yes, it started off like that on the inside, but then went to the outside, and therefore you can't learn from there according to Rav Masna. But the Gemara asks, but the Pasuk says that it consumed them, meaning Nadav and Avihu, which sounds like it's an exclusionary term, them and not something else. But if you're saying that their whole body was burnt, so then what's it excluding? I mean, according to the other Mandam, it makes sense, because he's learning that, yeah, guf kayim, so it only burnt them the inside. It's like exclusionary, but not their body. But according to you, that you're saying that by B'nai Aaron, that they were actually, the whole body was burnt, so what does it mean then? Says the Gemara, oisim alei bigdeim, yes, it's excluding something, not their body, but their garments. Their bodies were burnt, but their garments remained in the state that it was before. So those are two different interpretations, that of Rav Nasan and Belazar. How we know that Sreifa of the Mises Bezin is Neshama Nisrefes, but Guf Kaim, either from Gzeir Shava of Madas Karech or Gzeir Shava from the Bnei Aaron. But now the Gemara asks, but Venelef mi Parma Nisrafim. Learn not Gzeir Shava not from there, but from the Parma Nisrafim. There were certain bulls, meaning types of karbanis, that had to be burnt. And we should learn Malahan Sreifa Mamajusago, but those karbanis had to be literally burnt till ashes and the body is burnt. Afkan Sreifa Mamashtayr also by the Sreifa Mises Bezin, it should mean that the whole body is burnt. Why learn not from Adas Kairach or Bnei Aaron and not from Paramanas Rafim? Says the Gemara, Mistabra Ma'odim Havalamel. If it's logical to say that we should be learning out from a human being burnt, that of either Adas Kairach or Bnei Aaron, Shekain Adam, because you have four characteristics that it shares with Adam over here of Mises Bezin. First of all, they're both regarding people. Chayte, they're both regarding sins. Adas Kairach sin, Nadav Aviyu sin, and the one that's getting Mises Bezin sin. Neshama, both of them are the taking of a soul, and conscious based the burning of the parim, there's no taking of the soul because they already slaughtered earlier. It's only after they were slaughtered, then later they're burnt, but when it's burnt, that burning is not the taking of the soul, whereas these people, that when they were being burnt, that was the taking of the soul. And finally, pigul. These are things that don't pertain to the halach of pigul, in contrast to the parim and the sofim, where there could be a machshavas of pigul that would invalidate it. So these have four common characteristics. It makes sense to learn now from either Adas Karech and Bnei Aaron, and not from Parman Strafim, which is different than in these four areas. First Gemara asks, but Adrabah, to the contrary. No, we should have learned the Sreif of Mises Bezin from Parman Strafim, Shekin Machsher, because only they share these common characteristics of that it's a Hechsher, that it's a preparatory act to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem, which is the Sreif is Bezin, is a preparatory act to fulfill Hashem's mitzvah of Sreif of Mises Bezin. And so the Parma Nisrafim is also a mitzvah. In contrast, by the death of Nadav Aviyu and the burning of the of Adas Karach, that was not done through a human being, that it should be considered a hechsher to be fulfilling Hashem's commandment, because it was through Hashemayim that they were burnt. And moreover, L'dairis, you should learn that something that pertains for future generations, for old generations, which is Mises Bezin, from something which also pertains to future generation, which is Parma Nisrafim, in contrast to Nadav Aviyu and Adas Karach, which were one-time incidents in history. So it's the Gemara, Hanach Nefishin. Yeah, although there's two characteristics that Parma Nisrafim shares with Mises Bezin, however, the other ones, that of Adas Karach and Bnei Aaron, have four characteristics which are more, and therefore we learn from there that it's only Neshama Nisrafis, but the Guf is Kayim. Now the Gemara asks, Manda Yolov Madas Karach, the one who learns, that is Rav Masna from the Adas Karach, my time alo yolof from Bnei Aaron. Why doesn't he learn, like Rav Elazar learns, from Bnei Aaron? Because they both learn the same idea, that it's Guf Kaim and Neshama Nisrafis. So, must be, is because he holds, Hahu Sreifa Mamashav, like we said before, because he holds, no, you can't learn out from Bnei Aaron. They're literally, their bodies were burnt. On that, the Gemara asks, okay, so let it be that that's a case where their body was burnt, but then Vinalef. Then we should learn out Sreifas Bezdin, Mina. From it, that it should mean that the person literally gets burnt with his body. Because there also has the four characteristics. As we said, both Pshatim have the four characteristics Adam from Adam, Chaitim from Chaitim, Neshama and Pigul. So why are you learning out from Adas Kairach, which means Neshama and the Sefer Guf Kayim? What do you mean? Just as well you could learn from the Aaron, which, yeah, you're saying is not Guf Kayim, but learn out, so therefore from there, that the Guf is Nesrefes too. Adar Amrav Nachma, Amrav Mavua, since there are two options what to learn, either Guf Kayim or not, Amakra, regarding that, the Pasuk says, V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha, you should love your friend as yourself, which is Baro le'misa yafa, you should select from a good death, which it's easier that only part of a person gets burnt, not his whole body, to put him into a bonfire, and therefore we select a death that's only his inside that gets burnt. Now, so then the Gemara asks, V'chimacha dika de Rav Nachman, but so once we have the teaching of Rav Nachman, which says you do the easier death, so we know automatically it's going to be Guf Kaim, and not that you always have to burn his body, which is a more severe type of a death. So then Gzer Shavah Lamali, so according to that, why would we need a Gzer Shavah to learn from Adas Kairach, where it says there's Sreifa and here's Sreifa? Forget about that. You have Rav Nachman's teaching that says you pick the lightest type of a death of burning, which is Neshama Kaim, and only Neshama Nesrefes and the Guf Kaim. Says the Gemara, no, because Ilav Gzer Shavah, if not for the Gzer Shavah, Havamina, I would have thought to say that Sreifes Neshama V'Guf Kaim Lav Sreifah Hiklal, that the burning of the soul and the body being maintained is not even being considered burning. Now, but the Mises Bezin, it says it has to have burning, and you're not allowed to select a death penalty that's lighter if it's not called Sreif in the first place. V'imishum after Echamech, and if what, so what are you going to do with the fulfillment of the love of your friend of yourself to make the lightest type of a death, the easiest one? We would say, okay, burning means burning the whole body. You want to make it the easiest, select the easiest type of death? So then put on a lot of bundles of branches, so that he should be burned faster, which would be the easiest type of a death. But I would have thought that, however, it cannot be fulfilled by just burning the inside. That's what we learned from the Gezeirah Shavah, where Adas Kairach, it says also there that they were burnt, and we know that it was only the inside that was burnt and the outside that was maintained. Now that we know that it's called Sreifa, okay, but still we have a question. Do we learn that from Adas Kairach, which is Guf Kaim, or do we learn from Nod Vaviyu, which was Guf Nisrefes, according to Rav Masna? And that's what we learn now from Rav Nachman, that Baro Lemisu Yafa, which we go with the easier one, which is Guf Kaim and not Guf Nisrefes. Now the Gemara continues on a related discussion. Once we were talking about Bnei Aaron, because that was one of the interpretations where we know this halach of Sreif of Mises Bezin, that the Guf is Kaim. So we teach over here that the reason why they ended up dying was because they were looking for leadership, and that's why they died. As the Gemara says, that it was already that Moshe and Aaron were walking on the road, and Nadav Aviv Mahalcha Nacharein, the two oldest sons of Aaron, Nadav Aviv, were going after them. V'chol Yisrael Acharein, and all the Jewish people were after them. So Amalai Nadav Aviv, so Nadav said to Aviv, Eimosa Yumusa Shnei Zekenim Alolo, when are these two elders going to pass away? V'aniv Ata, Nanenges Adar, and me and you, we're going to lead the generation. Amalai Nakadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Hanira Mikai Rezmei, we're going to see who's going to bury who. They thought, okay, they're going to expire, they're going to take over, and actually it was the other way around. Amar Papa, Hainda Amar Inchi, this is what people say, Nefishi Gamli Savi, that there's a lot of older camels, the Te'ini Mashchi Dehugni, that they are carrying the hides of the young nursing camels who actually died before them. And that's what happened with Nadav Aviyu, because they wanted leadership, which was inappropriate, and therefore they passed away. Now the Gemara continues related to the other interpretation. Amar Belaza, as we continue to Medbeis, that is because the other interpretation was talking about Adas Kairach, so therefore it talks about over here, because since the assembly of Kairach that he gathered to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu were Tamid HaChacham, as the Pasuk says in Bemidbar Tazayin, Nisiyah, Eidei Kriya, Moed, Anshei Shem, these were great big Talmudic scholars, and because that the wicked Kairach seduced them, because they benefited from his money, as we said before, he gave them food and drink and incentives, so therefore it was easier for him to seduce them and entice them to help him in his rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu and against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the Gemara introduces a related teaching. What is a Talmudic scholar compared to in front of an Am Aretz? How does an Am Aretz look at a Talmudic scholar? So says the Gemara, B'tchil in the beginning, when he still is acting in an honorable way, the Talmud Chacham, and that is he doesn't come on to the Am Aretz, so then he's very precious in the eyes of the Am Aretz. He seems to him like a golden pitcher. But Siperman, once he starts schmoozing and talking with the Am Aretz, Demelikitin Shalkasef is already more easy, lax in his eyes. He's like a silver pitcher. But if already the Talmud Chacham is already taking gifts from the Am Aretz, Then he's compared to an earthenware pitcher. And kivin shenishba, once the earthenware pitcher breaks, shuvein letakana, you can't even fix it. That's the levels, and that's actually what happened with the Das Kairach, with Kairach himself, where although they were great time of the Chum, once he started giving them stuff, it became easier for him to go ahead and tell them to do all the things that he wanted them to do. Now, regarding the teaching of our Mishnah, Imrasa Bas Tali, which is the name of a woman, Bas Koyin Shezinsahavi, she was a daughter of a Koyin that was Mezano when she was married. Now, Akfar Rav Chama Bar Tuv Yechavili's Mers, Utsurafa. Rav Chama Bar Tuv went and surrounded her with bundles of branches and burnt her. Now, Rav Chama was with the later generations, like all the other Amaram. So, Amar Yisvi says to him, Tobetarti, he made two mistakes. Tobet Rav Masna, he made an error in the teaching of Rav Masna, which we said before, that he explained that the burning of the courts in Mises Bezdin is not that you burn the body, but rather that you put a hot, molten piece of lead down the throat. So that was one mistake, where he burnt her whole body. And for Tabat Tanya, he made another mistake, and this that we learned in the Brice, it says the Pasuk in Devar, Mubasa al-Kain Malavim, you're going to come to the Kanz Malavim, el-Ashefet Hashiyah b'yom ha'im, and to the judges that will be in those days, which teaches you, Bizman sheyesh kayin yesh mishpat. The Pasuk puts together Kan Levim and the judges to say when there are kahanim, when the Beis HaMikdash is around, then there's judgment in regards to Mises Besen. Bizman sheyin kayin ain't mishpat. When there's no kayin, there's no judgment, and therefore when there's no, the court does not give the death penalty only when there's the Sanhedrin in the Lishkas HaGazas, which is only when the Beis HaMikdash is around, only then do they give death penalties even out of the Beis HaMikdash. As Gemara says in Masechta Makos, here that there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no death penalty, so two mistakes. Even if there was Mises Bezdin, you don't burn the whole body. And second of all, that's only when the Beis HaMikdash is around, not today. Now the Mishnah had said that Amar Belazar Reb Tzadik, he said, Ma'isa b'vas kain shezinza b'chul, he said that there was such an incident that he had seen where a daughter of a kain was Mazana, and the Mises of Sreva that they gave her was not this molten lead, but rather they wrapped her around with bundles of branches, and they burnt her that way. And on that they said to him, well, they made a mistake. They were not baki and they were not proficient. So Rabbi Yisuf, he explains, Bezin shel tzedukim haver, because it was a court of Sadducees who only literally translate the pasuk as it is, which doesn't make sense because you can't read the Torah without Torah Shabbat, which is one of the proofs that there is a Torah Shabbat. But that's how the Sadducees do it, and therefore, since they read it literally, you burn them, so they burnt the woman, but that was inappropriate. Now that the Gemara asks, regarding the incident mentioned in our Mishnah, Hachi Amalu, this is how Rabbi Elazar had said to the Chachamim, as it said in the Mishnah, which sounds like that he had seen this incident when he was an adult, and v'hochi adrele, and this is how they had responded to him when they said that, oh, because that court was not baki, that's why we're not taking your testimony to say that that's how Sreifas Mises Bezdin worked, by burning the whole person. But Ratan Linda Bryce said that actually the narrative was said differently. Amar Belazar had said that he says, Zechurni kashayi satinik, I remember when I was a young child, and I was riding on my father's shoulders. And they brought the daughter of a kohen that was mezana, and they brought bundles of branches, and they burnt her. On that Amalei, they said to him, you were a minor, we don't bring proof from a minor. Even if you saw that this is what the court did, we wouldn't even take your testimony because you were a minor then. But one thing we see is that the incident was when he was younger, and the response wasn't because they were tzedukim, it's just because we can't take it because you're a minor. So it's like, well, Shnei Maisim HaBi, you're right, there were two incidents. In one, he said, and they said to him that you were a minor. And the other one that he said, and they said to him, well, they were Sadducees. So the Gemara is Hayam Aluberesha. So which incident did he tell them first? Ilema HaKamayisam Aluberesha. If you say it's the one that we mentioned in our mission, the first one we mentioned, that's the first one he said to them. But how could you say that? Amalek Shugadl, he said to them an incident that he saw when he was an adult. And they didn't pay attention to him because they said to him, well, that Bezdin were not Bekin. And then Amalu, you think then he's going to tell them a story that he saw Kishu Katan of Ashkechubay, that's something that he saw when he was a minor, and then they're going to pay attention to him? To the contrary, when a minor, anyway, even if you saw the right thing, you can't testify. So Elul rather says the Gemara, you're right, Ha Amalu Bereisha, the incident that was mentioned second, meaning from the Bereisha, he said first. And Amalu Katan, and then they said, well, we can't take what you're saying anyway because you're a minor. Then Ramalu Kushugala, then he said the one mentioned in our Mishnah. He said, but I saw one when I was an adult. And then Ramalu Mishla, Hoya Bezna Shalaisa Shabaki, regarding that, they said, well, anyway, that even if you saw it as an adult, they were not proficient, they were tzedukim, and that's not the halacha, it's not that we burn the whole body, but rather, as we said, that it's only the neshama that's nisrefes, and the guf is kain. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the next Mises Bezdin, going from the greatest of the most severe, that of Skila, then we said Sreifa, and now we go on to Mitzvah Hanerogen. the mitzvah of those who could become beheaded. So says the Mishnah, they would behead, they would chop off his head with a sword. Like the governments, the Roman governments, the governments would do that, beheading, that was the mitzvah of Nerugim. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Nibulhule, that's disgusting, that's disgraceful. Which now it sounds like because, it sounds like that the Misa of Saif, the way the Chacham mentioned it, was because they would kill him standing up and the head would just fall off. Ella, rather, he disagrees. He says, no, Manichin Esreisha al Asadin, they would put his head on the sadin, which is like a thick block of wood, which was stuck into the ground, like that of how like blacksmiths have it. It's like this big anvil, and they put his head on it. And then they chop it off with an axe, with some type of a sledgehammer. That's how they would chop off his head. Now, Amar Levi said to him, "Ein misa b'novelas mezuzah." There's no more disgraceful death like that, taking an axe and chopping off his head. They said, "No, rather it's taking a sword, which is much, much more swift, and that's the way they kill." Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Amar and Rebbe Yehuda v'Chachamim. They said, Rebbe Yehuda said to the Chacham, he says, "Afani yedei shemisa b'novelasi." Continue the conversation from our Mishnah. They said to him, "That's disgraceful to take a cleaver and just to chop off his head." He says, "I know that that's disgusting. What could I do?" Because the Torah says regarding the Saif that you spoke about, that like you behead the way the governments do, the Torah already says, you're not allowed to go in the statutes of the non-Jews. So it cannot be Kederach HaMalchus, and therefore it has to be the way I said it, even though it's Menuvelis. But Rabbanan, they would respond, no. Since the Torah mentions the death penalty of the sword in the Torah, they were not learning it from the Chukeseyim, from the non-Jews. And therefore, that's not a problem. Chukeseyim l'Yisraelichu. We're allowed to do something that they do too if we're not coming from them. If we're imitating the non-Jews, that's a Chukeseyim l'Yisraelichu. But if we're coming from our Torah, though they do the same thing, that's not a problem. And therefore, say the Chum, we could go ahead and do it with the sword when he's standing up. Dili temalche, because if you don't say this, say the Rabbanan, then hod the time of this that we learn in the Brayse, it says, Seifin ala malachim, that we burn regarding kings that passed away, their bed, and all their utensils and all their vessels. But v'loy medarchei amayri, that's not a problem of following the darchei amayri, which the question is, v'heches arfinan, how could we burn? But it says, don't go in the statutes of the non-Jews, and by the non-Jews, that's what they do to the kings. They burn all their things. Ella rather says the Rabbanan, kibun of Sreifa by Raisa, since it already mentions this of the Jewish kings burning their stuff already in the Torah in Tanakh, the Chassid, like it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says regarding Tzidkiyah HaMelech that he was told that in peace you're going to die, uva misrafes abisecha v'gomer, and that with the burnings of your fathers, the kings, the earlier kings, so too your stuff are going to be burnt. So we already see that the Jewish people had that tradition already from our halacha, from our Torah, about the burning of the kings. Lav minay kegemrin, although the nations do the same thing, we're not learning from them. And therefore, say the Rabbanan v'chanam, the same things over here. Kiv nechsev saif by Raisa, since it already mentions the death penalty of the sword in the Torah, lav minay kegemrin, and we're not learning it from the non-Jews, and there was not a problem of from b'chukiseyim l'iseleichu. Now the Gemara asks, v'hadit nan b'idich pirkan, this that we learn in the other chapter, meaning the ninth parak in this Masechta and Daf Ayin Vav Mabez, that the Mishnah says, Eluhin Hanaragin. These are those, who are those who get the death penalty of being beheaded? Haritzeach, a murderer. Vanchei Nidachas, and the people of the subverted city, which the majority of the people were incited to do idol worship. So Bishlam Yer Nidachas, we understand regarding the Yer Nidachas, Ksibu, it says the Pasuk in Devarim, says Lefi Charb, that they get killed by the sword. But how do we know regarding a murderer that he gets executed by beheading by the sword? So it's the time, like we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says in Shemais, Nokim Yinokim, that should surely take revenge. Which the Pasuk there is talking about if someone hits his non-Jewish slave, and the slave dies because of that, which he gets executed by the court, because an Eved, a non-Jewish slave, has all practical purposes like a Jew, he actually has the halachas like a Jewish woman. So if he kills his non-Jewish slave, the master gets killed. And how does he get killed? It says that revenge shall be taken. Now, says the Bryce, and the Kimazu any day mahu. So I don't know, what does this mean, revenge? Kishu'aymu, when we have a different passing in B'yikra that says, V'hevesi aleichem chevda, I'll bring on you the sword, nekemes nekam bris, the revenge of my covenant. You see from this pasuk where it's talking about the cherev, the sword, and it's talking about revenge. Revenge means the sword. So that's how you know that the Ritzach, someone that kills someone, also gets killed by the sword. But on that, the Gemara asks, but ve'ema deboris le mivris. So, okay, he gets killed by the sword. But what do you do with the sword? How do you know it means beheading? Maybe it means that you actually stick him with the sword in his stomach or his neck, the way you make a hole in the barrel. Says the Gemara, no, lefi charv ksiv. It says, by the mouth of the sword, which, as a pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Mem Tes, cherev pifiyos, the double mouth of the sword, which says that the blade has to have two sides, which if one pokes, there's only the point, which is only one blade. When the person uses the sword itself, there's two sides of the blade. That's how we know that has to be through beheading and not through poking. But still the Gemara asks, but ve'ema da'avar le'gistra, how do we know that it means that you just cut off his neck? Maybe you actually slice him along his length into two. Maybe that's how you cut him up. No, like we said before, Amakar, the pasuk says, "V'afsrayachikamaycha, shall love your friend as yourself." Even when he's being killed, he's being executed because of a sin, but still, borrow like misa yafa, you select a more the most delicate type of a death, which would be to just behead and not to slice him from the top to the bottom. Now, but still, the Gemara asked, "Ashkechan dekotel avdo." We only find by someone that killed his slave. That's where the pasuk of Ritzach tells us that the one who killed him gets sayif. But bar chayrin, if someone kills a regular free person, which there the pasuk only says that he gets the death penalty, but it only says misa unspecified, which generally misa unspecified means chenik, so menalan. So where do we know if someone murders a regular person that he gets death by the sword and not by chenik? Says the Gemara, v'lav kavochaymer, isn't it a kavochaymer? Katul avda b'sayif, if he kills a slave, he gets the severe death penalty of the sword. B'charim b'chenik, you think so then, if he kills a regular person, a free person, which it only says stam misa, which generally would mean chenik, do you think that a b'charim could be lower down? Chenik is a lesser death penalty than the sayif. Obviously, we learn that from a kavul chaymer, if the lesser person, that of a slave, gets the severe death penalty of sayif, for sure a free person, if he murders him, gets the death penalty of sayif. That the Gemara asked, that's only good according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, who hold that choking is a lesser death penalty than saif. So, okay, if Eved gets saif, for sure, Bacharin is going to get saif. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it holds that choking is actually more severe than saif, than herig, than beheading. So what are you going to say over there? How do we know that when one murders a Bacharin, that it's not the more severe death penalty of chenik, and that it's rather saif? So they learn that from the following brisa. The pasuk in the Devarim says, "Va'ata tevar hadam hanoki mikirbecha," and you should get rid of the clean blood from amongst your midst, which is in reference to the parasha of Egel Arufa, when they find a dead person between the cities, they don't know who killed them, which teaches us, "Hukshu kol shefchei dam el Egel Arufa." It talks about over there the spilled blood, which was they don't know who had killed that person. And it's in the context over there of Egel Arufa, of the decapitated calf, which tells us to compare all those who did, when there is murder, to Egel Arufa, which is Malahal and Besaifa Minatzava, just like over there by the Egel Arufa, the decapitated calf, it gets killed, the calf, by the sword and from the neck. So Afkan, Besaifa Minatzava, so also over here, when there's a person that killed someone, he also gets executed in the same way as we do to the decapitated calf, which really takes the place of the murderer until we know who really murdered. It's also that we kill him with the sword and from the neck. But the Gemara asks, wait a second, Ima lahalon, but if you're learning from over there, from Egel Arufa, it was bekaif, it's actually with a cleaver, umimul orif, and it's opposite, it's from the back of the neck, where it says the term ba'arfite, which the orif is the opposite from the neck, from the throat, it's there in the back, in the neck. So then therefore also over here, by the Misa of Herig, should also be with a cleaver, and it should be from the back of the neck, not the way we do it from the front with a sword. Amrav Nachum, Amrav Barvu, he says, but Amakra, the Pasuk says, Ba'afzor Echamaycha, which is Baru Misa Yafa, so though we learn from there, which teaches us that it's going to be in that area, but still we learn out that it should be the easiest way, which is not with a cleaver, rather with a sword, and not in the back, but rather in the front. Now the Gemara continues with the final of the four mitzvahs bezdin, mitzvah hanechnaken, the mitzvah of a person that gets choked to death. So since essentially, like it was according to the Chacham, the way Sreifah starts off, but just sands the burning part, it's hayu mishaken leisa bezevel ader kabaisav, they would submerge him up until his knees in dung, in manure. V'neisen sud kashot techarake, they would put a very harsh kerchief inside a soft one. and they would wrap it around his neck. He would pull one way, he would pull the other way, until the person would expire, until his soul would leave him. Now, Tarmon, when the Braisa, the Pasig in the Yukra says, in Perek Chav Pasig Yud, it says, the whole Pasig says, if a man will have relations with a married woman, that he'll have relations with the wife of his friend, so the adulterer and the adulteress will surely die. That's what the Pasig says. So now the Braisa takes apart the words of this Pasig. When it says that an ish will have relations with a married woman, tells us prat lekatan, that excludes a minor, that a minor does not have this halacha of the of someone that's being a boyle eshes ish. Then when it says asheyinef es eshes ish, that if he has relations with the wife of a man, prat leishes katan, that excludes if she's married to a minor, which actually from here is where we learn out that a minor doesn't have kedushin. Because if he did, then she would be a married woman, and then the one who has relations with her would be chai for that. So, but here we learn that it's only an eshes ish and not a katan, because a katan doesn't have kedushin. Then when it says that he has relations with eshes rieu, the wife of his friend, is pradle eshes chayim, comes to exclude the wife of others, meaning rieu refers to a fellow Jew, which excludes a non-Jew, which is actually from here that we also learn that there's no kedushin for a non-Jew, and that's how we know it in all places, just like we know from here that there's no kedushin for a katan. And then when the pasuk concludes, "Mais yumas," they will surely die, it means bechenik, by being choked. That's the misa of isnus of eshes ish. Says the Braisa, "Oimem bechenik." Do you really say that it's by choking? Ayene ela ba'achas mikol misa mori b'tara. Maybe it means one of the other types of death penalties I mentioned in the Torah. And that says the Braisa, "Amrit kal makom shnem misa b'tara stam." That's what you come to say, that no, wherever the Torah says unspecified that they will die, you can't pull them to a more severe death penalty. Rather, to be lenient on them, that's the Rebbe Yeshua, that's the opinion of Rebbe Yeshua, which the Gemara later on is going to explain, because the four death penalties are Halach L'Meish Sinai that Rebbe Yeshua learns, which are in their order. Now, since Chenek is the lightest of the four death penalties, so obviously, when the Torah says unspecified, they will die, you can't be more stringent on them, because how do we know that the Torah wanted a more stringent death penalty? Maybe the Torah didn't want it, and because it didn't specify. So you could only do the lightest one, which is that of chenek, and that's what it says by eshes ish. It says mois yumas, therefore they get chenek. Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees. He says leimim neshi kala. It's not because they don't get chenek because it's the lightest of the death penalties. Because actually, as the Gemara said from Reb Shimon, that he holds, and that's how Rabbi Yehuda holds, that actually chenek is more severe than herik. So it's not because chenek is the lightest of them all. Elo kol misa amur b'ter istam. It's just because whenever the Torah says unspecified death, in elo chenek, it means choking. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi comes to explain the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know that? How do we know that whenever it says stam, it means chenek? Because nem misa b'dei shemayim, it mentioned death by the hands of heaven. Where it says in Bereishis Lamatches, v'yomis kamoisa, and he also was killed. B'nema misa also says unspecified death b'dei adam, regarding certain misa's bezdin. Now we learn, ma misa amur b'dei shemayim, just like when they mentioned death by the hands of heaven. Misa shem b'reishim, it means a death which does not leave a mark. There's no wound, there's no sign. When the person dies, he looks the same as he always did. He's just not alive anymore. So af misa amur b'dei adam, so also when they mentioned death by the hands of the courts, it also is a misa shem b'reishim. It's also a death which does not leave a sign. Which one is that? Not beheading, not being stoned. It means choking, where it looks the same, it just expires. And that has to come up with the emes reifa, but maybe say it's burning, especially since we said that really burning starts up the same way as chenek, and just they burn the inside, but the person looks the same on the outside. Maybe that's what it means when it says b'tayra misis tam. Says the Gemara, no, you can't say that. In the Amr Achman the Bas Kain, since the Torah says regarding a Bas Kain that was Mizana, that she gets bisrefa, she gets burned, Mechlal the Ha, so the inference is, but the lower level, a regular Bas Yisrael that's Mizana, Lav Basrefa, that she does not get burned, because it's only the upgrade of the Bas Kain that gets burned. Obviously, when it says, Meisyu Mesanoiv on the office, it must mean that it's with Chenek, and because it can't be any of the other death penalties, only Srefa, and it can't be Srefa, because that's by Bas Kain, and not by Bas Yisrael. Now the Gemara continues, top of the Gilam and Aleph, Bishlam the Rabbi, we could understand the current Rabbi Yehuda, could then come a Farish Rabbi timer. Like Rabbi explained his reasoning. He explained, how do we know when it says in the Torah Stam, Misa means Chenek? Because it's comparing it to Misa B'dei Shemayim, which is also that there's no defining mark. It looks the same as the person was when he was alive. He just expired. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he says that the way we know that it's Chenek is because there's different death penalties and we have to give the lightest one because the Torah didn't specify. It can't be stringent. But ask the Gemara, "May deke chanik ba'olam?" But how do we know that there even is such a death penalty of the courts to choke? Maybe there's actually only three options of Mises Bezin in the court, and the lightest of them is with the saif, is herig, is beheading. And therefore, a saif, maybe say that, okay, when it says teristam, you'll get the least one, but maybe the lowest one is saif, is with the sword. Then Amarabi says, no, because arba mises, the four death penalties which are mentioned by the name of skilus, reifa, herig, and chanik, gemara gemiruluhu, it's a tradition, halacha mesha mesina, that we have, which that we know there are these four. Now, since it doesn't specify who's the one that gets chanik, obviously it's the lightest of them all, and therefore that was left for the ones which are unspecified, because you now go ahead, as we said, to take it to be more severe with them, and just you have to be lenient because you don't know what the Torah wanted, so therefore you can't give a more severe than what's necessary, which is going to be the lightest one, which is chanik. Now, that the Gemara asks, my loy b'mnei sheikalu, when Rabbi Yonasan disagreed with Rabbi Yishan, he says, no, it's not because that it's the lightest death penalty, and that's why they get chanik. No, because whenever it says in Torah stam, it means chanik, which again, Rabbi had taught that because we learn that from the comparison, the gzer shava of misib de shemayim. What does it mean when he says that loy b'mnei sheikalu? So the Gemara kimifli gibe plukit Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. It's because they're disagreeing in the machlekes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. And that is Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbanan, that herig is more severe than chenik, so chenik is the lowest. That's his explanation. But Rabbi Einison actually learns like Rabbi Shimon, that chenik is more severe than herig. So that can't be the reason why unspecified ones are getting chenik, because it's the lowest, because it's not the lowest, it's actually more severe than herig. And if he says it's for a different reason, like Rabbi had said, we compare it to Misa B'dei Shemayim, to Misa B'nei Adam, which is no defining mark, which it can't be strafe, because that's only Bas Kayin, and therefore must be with the Misa of chenik, as in the case of Noiv in the office regarding adultery with Eish HaShish, the death penalty is the Misa of Chanukah.